it seems to be.
Whoever's on the phone, you might want to meet. You might want to mute.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Bob, good morning.
You're not bothering me. You might not want us to overhear you.
You don't want to hear me, but I'm going to mute, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Thanks, Bob. We were just glad to know we were online in the room there.
Okay, good. I'll call Roland in a couple of minutes.
Michelle Carter, I'm on as well.
All right, good. All right, I'm showing it's 10 o'clock. We'll go ahead and start the meeting of the TCEQ Tax Relief for Pollution Control.
Good morning, this is Charles Allred.
And Charles, good point. I was just introducing the meeting or starting off the meeting and about to call the roll. So I will in just a minute. In fact, let's go ahead and get started with that. Item number one, call the roll. Charles Allred. I think he said he's here. Michelle Carter?
Here.
Oh, sorry, Roland. Roland's here. Michelle Carter?
I'm here.
All right. Lloyd Graham? I think Lloyd was on and he muted. Okay, he's on. Okay. Adam's here. Justin?
Here.
Hugh?
Bob, if you need me to respond to the record, you know I'm here. This is Lloyd. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Hugh Landrum? Martha Landwehr? Bill is here. Greg is here in the room. Mike Nancy? Cyrus Reed?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on the phone.
Okay. Good, I show that we have a quorum. So, as usual, our policy is we welcome public comments and we will pause at different times and give ample time for people to speak, either on the phone or in the room. And before we get started, any general comments from the committee? We do have some general comments. I'd like to ask TCEQ staff to share some news. And whoever.
I'm sorry, this is Mike Matthews joined.
Hey, Mike. Good. Just call the
Hugh Landrum is joined.
Hi, Hugh.
Hey, Bob, I have one general comment just sort of as an update.
Okay.
Which is I brought up the issue of EPA being set to release new methane regulations.
Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting. Inside sources say it'll be released, that the proposal will be released soon, but as of right now, it hasn't been released yet. So that's something, if and when it gets released and becomes final, we can look at it, but there's not anything definitive to look at right now.
All right. I'll ask that question again on item three when we get to that. But for now, TCEQ staff, we have some news and a staff change, so I'll let someone make that announcement.
Hi, this is Kristen Jacobson with the Air Quality Planning Section. For those who may not know, Elizabeth Sartain has accepted a new position as a technical specialist for our section, effective November 1st. So she's currently transitioning into that new role, but she's still within the same section, and she's still very graciously helping out with Prop 2. So we're still in good hands.
All right. Great. Thank you. Elizabeth, we certainly appreciate your input and your service to this point. So we'll glad you're still going to be part of us.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. So that's good. All right. Item 2, we'll go ahead and get to this. The election, as we are required by committee bylaws to have an annual election of the committee chair. And as I mentioned in email, I'm available, but I'm not running for office. So with that, I'll just back off and accept nominations or discussion.
I would like to nominate you, Bob, to do it again.
I second that. Move that nomination cease.
All right. We have a motion and a second. I guess do we need to vote on nomination cease first? And then we probably do. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Then we'll.
Lloyd.
Aye.
Okay. Now we'll move to
the actual
motion. That was a motion to cease nominations. So the actual motion to reelect Bob Adair as chair of the committee. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. This is Charles Allred. Aye.
All right. Thanks all of you for your confidence in me, and I'll try not to let you down. All right.
Never have, Bob.
All right, thank you. Item 3, this is, I intentionally put this vague. It's mostly about the methane rule, but I intentionally put it vague. So if there is anything relevant to item 4, which we're considering the advice, I'm open to that now. And whoever wants to give us an update, Cyrus has already given us a little update from his perspective. Anybody from TCQ want to comment on it? No other updates from TCQ. Okay. And before we get into item 4, I'll just remind you what we talked about last time, and of course we can supplement that. And that is TCQ has requested us to provide advice to them, to the commissioners, by the end of the year. And that's what we're trying to do. However, if some new rule comes up, there's still room for us to provide supplemental advice on that. So that may come up, and the rulemaking process. I think the goal for TCQ is still to have rule revisions for Prop 2 by the end of 2023. I say revisions; they can always opt to do nothing. They don't have to take our advice. So that is the goal for TCQ, as we see it, as we understand it. So you have seen the draft that I've submitted to everyone. I received very little comments, but that doesn't mean you can still comment here in a public meeting. So I'll open it now for comments for item number 4 on the draft advice that was submitted earlier. No advice or no comments on the advice. Anybody from the public? Anyone from TCEQ have comments? Trying to cover our bases. Everybody have ample opportunity to speak. All right. This could be a quick meeting. Do we have a motion? I'll just leave that out. Do we have a motion either way on item number 4 on the draft advice?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the item 4 and move it on to the commissioners.
Okay. We have a motion from Roland to approve the draft advice that was submitted earlier. Do we have a second?
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion before we go to a vote? One more opportunity. Okay, we'll call a vote. We have a motion to approve the draft advice that was recently submitted that is now attached to the agenda for today. And we have a second. And we'll call the vote. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no.
This is Gerald Allred. Aye.
All right.
This is Lloyd.
Aye. I'm asking TCQ. Do we need to call a person by person vote, or is this good enough? We have okay. I think we're generally good with that. All right. The ayes have it. Motion passes, and I will plan to submit this to TCQ commissioners and copy TCQ staff within a week or two. So, thank you for your consideration of this item. We've had some discussion over months, and I appreciate that. And we don't want to forget TCQ staff for submitting the Tier 2 applications. That was very useful for us to review that back early when we started this process from the last 30 years. So, other items on any old business? Any new business? I have one item of new business I want to discuss, and that is our 2023 meetings. Is there a preference of how we want to conduct the meetings next year? Do we want to all in person? Do we want with hybrid option, or do we want to have occasional just call-ins, or what's the preference?
This is Greg Maxim. I prefer in person, but a hybrid is always nice for people who can't make that trip.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. So my plan is generally to get with TCQ staff, and they will check the calendar for the agenda room and see which dates are available. And there will be a couple of dozen or more for the year that will be available. And then I'll send a note out to see when the most people are available. And you may have noticed, and I think you probably have noticed, most meetings are on Thursday or Fridays. And especially during the first, realizing the next year is a legislative year, Friday, as I understand, is usually the best date for those of you involved in the legislative process. Is that still the case?
Yeah, but if we can avoid April and May meeting, I mean, you know, up until, say, mid-March, Fridays are great for us. But
avoid April and May?
April okay. and May is
okay.
Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll try to do that. Any other comments? All right.
Bob Roland Bieber. If we do not have a meeting in April and May, could somebody, if there is something of import that we need to know about, can you let us know about the legislative session?
Okay. Sure. Well, we're required to have at least quarterly meetings.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can try to
March,
schedule one for March or February. Yeah, okay. All right. Any other comments, concerns? All right, I'll try to, I will check other dates availability with TCU staff, but I'll lean toward Fridays if we can try to do that. So you can expect an email from me soon, and you'll just note when you're not available, or either way, or you're available, whichever way you want to do it. And I'll get a log of everyone and then schedule the dates. And is there a preference whether I just give you the dates and you put it on your own calendars, or would you rather I send you calendar invites, or I'm indifferent on that too. Okay. All right. Okay. And I'll remind you, and I do appreciate this is a very good attendance for this meeting, almost all of us. So the reason we, of course, put meetings on the calendar is to hopefully you can block that time so we can continue to have a quorum, at least a quorum, to conduct business. So any other business, any other comments from the public? All right. We have an efficient meeting. I'll accept a motion to adjourn. Okay, we have a motion from Bill to adjourn. We have a second.
Motion from Adam.
All right, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 10:14. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks.